service, working overtime for extra pay at Grubhub, which is better, at least, than working at Juul was in the 1980s, punching out and then working overtime for no pay. He didn't explain why he never reported it. He described being set up as a delivery boy in Chicago. He was robbed, but not at knife point. There were five of them and one of him. They threw his keys into a parking lot. Nowadays, nobody tips you for delivering Taco Bell. At some point, I mentioned getting a ticket on Vistula for going 60, where the speed limit is 30, and it's true, but I'm not sure why I felt it necessary to reveal that information, except that we were driving too slowly down Vistula. Rich dudes are the worst, I also added, but didn't elaborate how they were the ones driving Saabs and BMWs when I was collecting gate fees at the county park, where I was a ranger for a few years. Nobody complained other than the guys wearing shades and sport coats while I kept an eye on the wasps. No breeze and dust and hot. They just wanted to lick the old wood of the gatehouse, crawl into a corner and bore into a seam, fly away chewing the grain into a mud paste for the nest. But now I was on my way in a shuttle to pick up my car with a group of people. One guy who used to make $15 an hour at Costco, and all I really wanted was to insert my card into the goddamn chip reader at the dealership and be done with it, but instead ended up sharing pictures with my service coordinator. I showed her pictures of large crappie I'd caught in the river, and she likewise shared pictures of crappie she'd pulled from Lake Erie. Slabs, I hesitate to call them, because crappie are so delicate in the sunlight, sparkling. You might even call them petite. I also shared a couple of pictures of a pike, not petite at all, heavy blood foaming out of its gills, and then there she is with her boyfriend, holding five smallmouth bass on a beach. I have to pay for new brake pads, but fuck it, who cares? I'll grill some bratwurst, smoke an American spirit, drink a glass of white wine, because beer clogs my nasal passages anymore. Though I'm not suffering the loss of a favorite IPA, because I never bothered to have a favorite IPA. And the sky today looks like a kind of blue minimalism, like a pencil line running all the way around the world. You could reach out and snap it against the edge of the universe, like a chalk line on drywall. I'll light the gas grill and it will whoosh on, and there will be an oriole in the honey locust. My service coordinator said, I know there is a walleye on here, and kept scrolling through her phone. I knew I had one on my phone too. I don't know where it is, she said, frustrated. I said, I believe you. I didn't say anything about my walleye. I'd said enough about the pike already, how it was 40 inches long. I already felt foolish. Everything spawning, I think I also said. I can't find the picture, she said. The point is, the fishing in the river is fantastic, I said. But we were done. I had my keys back. She could clock out pretty soon, even though the Grubhub guy was still waiting for his car. But I was all set. The lilacs were blossoming all over, and you could smell them with the windows rolled down. The roads were fucked up, full of potholes, but it was 70 degrees and sunny. And you could probably walk beside a briar patch alongside a creek and not get a single mosquito bite. I signed electronically for the parts and labor. She said, well, don't catch all the fish in that river. I said, ha, 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 I'll try not to. I got back into my car like I was ready to participate in a parade, but of course it was still just my Nissan. I was relieved. Anyway, I drove mostly the speed limit all the way home. It was rush hour. Everyone had to stop on McKinley and wait for two mallards to cross the road. Nobody honked. The ducks were in no hurry. The guy in the car behind me was vaping. He saw me looking at him in my rearview mirror, and he saluted.